You're listening to SBS News.
Over 750 million people worldwide watched the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. And with interest in the women's game continuing to grow, even more are expected to watch the 2019 edition. Tickets for various matches, including the opening match, semi-finals and final, sold out in record time. The United States, defending champions and the world's top-ranked nation, are widely tipped to win. France, Germany and Japan are also expected to do well. But what about Australia's chances? The 6th-ranked Matildas have been drawn in Group C with 15th-ranked Italy, 10th-ranked Brazil and 53rd-ranked Jamaica. Former Socceroo Ante Milicic only took over as coach earlier this year after Alan Stajic was controversially sacked. Australia's never progressed to a Women's World Cup semi-final before and will be hoping to do so this year. Retired Matildas goalkeeper and expert football analyst Melissa Barbieri thinks it'll be a tightly contested tournament.
Once you get out of the group, it's anybody's game. If Australia finishes top of their group, they'll play a third-place team from one of the other groups. So unless some of the bigger teams have an absolute catastrophe, Australia could see themselves very much within a semi-finals berth.
ABC News sports reporter Tracy Holmes says if all things go well, the Matildas could go even better.
When you get to big sporting events like a FIFA World Cup, you do have to rely a little bit on luck because you've done everything you can in the build-up. And then it just comes down to what happens on the day. And so with that little bit of luck, Australia most certainly could win this World Cup.
The Matildas' undisputed star player is captain Sam Kerr. The 25-year-old has 147 Matildas caps and has scored 47 goals for Australia, but surprisingly yet to hit the back of the net at a World Cup. Among other key Matildas are strikers Caitlin Ford and Lisa Devanna, defender Alana Kennedy, and midfielders Emily Van Egmond and Elise Callan-Knight. Tracy Holmes says the squad has a good mix of youth and experience.
There's a couple of players that are now in their fourth World Cup, and they really provide the strength and the backbone. There's been quite a bit of news about Mary Fowler, who's making her World Cup debut. She's just 16 years old. And then you've got, you know, all the others that are in between.
Melissa Barbieri says given the strides the women's game has taken in recent years, the 2019 Australian squad is uniquely placed for success.
It's the first time, you could say, in Matilda's history where players are playing professional football 365 days a year. So it's the first batch of very, very well-rounded, experienced players.
It's hoped a well-watched and well-received tournament will encourage countries and organisations to help reduce the inequalities between the men's and women's games. Norway's Ada Hegerberg, largely considered one of, if not the best player in the world, will not be at the tournament. She decided in 2017 to stop playing international football in protest at the way Norway treats women's football.
I don't see the girls have the same academy choices, the opportunity to get the best coaches for the development and actually dream to become one of the best in their game in football. And that's quite sad to see when you're actually in a country which has a lot of democracy.
There's also no Middle Eastern countries involved at this year's tournament, not least because some don't permit women to play or even attend football matches. And while the overall prize money of over $40 million for the 2019 Women's World Cup has doubled since 2015, it's dwarfed by the near $600 million offered in last year's Men's World Cup. Melissa Barbieri says, although inequality has been reduced in recent years, the women's game remains some distance behind the men's.
I know that the World Cup's coming up. Why isn't it on every news bulletin in the radio while I'm driving my kids to school? So until I start to hear those adverts of every radio station, of every TV news, that's when I'll start to say, okay, we're getting somewhere.
Tracy Holmes hopes funding and infrastructure for the Matildas will soon be on par with the Socceroos, particularly given the Matildas' comparatively lofty place in the world rankings.
I'm not disparaging the talent in the Socceroos because we've come such a long way, but the Australian team that is most likely to win a World Cup sooner rather than later is going to be the Matildas. In that regard alone, you kind of go, okay, well, shouldn't it? You know, whatever goes into one team goes into the other. You know, audiences have been building. But I think what it is, it's like a wheel with a whole lot of different spokes, and some of the spokes just aren't in place yet.
Tracy Holmes joins SBS's televised 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup coverage, which includes all Matildas matches, as well as the opening match, quarterfinals, semifinals and the final. Melissa Barbieri will be part of SBS Radio's coverage, which includes all 52 matches live and in multiple languages, and is available through the SBS Radio app. The SBS World Game website and app will also stream all SBS matches live, alongside the latest scores, highlights, news and analysis. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.